While we're waiting for him to get on the phone, we're going to talk about something that's a really big deal in New York City. I don't know if anybody else pays attention to this. Maybe runners do. But in case you haven't heard, the IMG Marathon in New York is happening this Sunday. And the event comes on the heels of a dramatic Chicago Marathon. If people remember, you know, two people died after the course was shut down due to record heat. It was really hot in Chicago. A lot of people were dehydrated. And it's interesting to note that the number of people running marathons has quadrupled from about 80,000 to some 400,000 people since the year 2000. Even though this is a very long race and weather conditions can be, you know, harrowing, people still keep running these things. And if statistics bear out, an average of 8 people will die from cardiac arrest while running a marathon in the U.S. this year. And
jeez.
I know, it's crazy. And it's important to remember, and I had forgotten this, when the Athenian soldier Pheidippides finished the first ever marathon in 490 BC, you know what happened? He died. He died on the spot. I mean, is this safe?
As Dan Pashman said in our meeting yesterday, who thought, let's do that again?
This is all we should say, according to legend. I don't know if we, you know, if right. we can Wikipedia this or not. So we thought, why are people signing up for these things? And is it safe for just anyone to run them? And so we got an expert to talk to us about this. Melissa Wood is the co-director of the Women's Heart Health Program at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. She herself has run 4 marathons and counting, including the Boston Marathon twice. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing fine. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning. I just have one word about Pheidippides and his fatal run.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, historians, when they look back at how it was measured, they think that instead of it being the 26.2 mile distance, it was probably more like 40. So I don't think he was ready for it.
Wow. Is anyone? That's crazy.
Was he wearing an iPod, though, when he did it is the real question, since they're trying to ban those now at the marathon.
Hey, Melissa, why are so many people running marathons more than ever?
Well, I think if you look at all of the sorts of sporting activities that are available to the amateur athlete, the participation has increased. I think it's more visible in marathons because they are televised. There's a lot of, you know, press coverage, and I think that there's so much prestige associated with finishing a marathon that people want to give it a try in their life. I mean, not everybody's able to go run Mount Everest or to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Not everybody's able to, you know, go kayak down the Amazon River. But I think that a marathon occurs in pretty much every state, almost every major city throughout the year. And so people are really, there's a lot of publicity about it. And I think there's also this increased tide of people that run them for charity.
Yeah.
And it is a great way to raise money because people, as opposed to going out and running a 10K, you feel a little remiss asking someone to give you $150, $200 for running for 30 minutes versus running for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So I think that's the other big area. Also, I just think that, as usual, there's this dichotomy in our society where obesity is on the rise and we have this epidemic, but then people that aren't obese want to be more fit.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to ask you about
happy medium.
Those charities. There are. I feel like every time I go for a run, I see these groups. They're training all kinds of people who, quite frankly, don't look like exercise has really been a part of their life before. Is it?
That's a very delicate way to put it, Rachel Martin.
It is. Is this a good idea? I mean, these groups market this to everyone. They say, you can run a marathon. It doesn't matter if you've been sitting on the couch. It doesn't matter if channel surfing is your favorite pastime. Anyone can do this, and we can help you do it. Is that smart all the time? Are there some people who just should not run these things?
Well, I mean, I think that most of the major charities like Team and Training, et cetera, they really do provide you with the information, the coaching, the access to training runs that will allow anyone to run a safe marathon,
mm-hmm.
that anyone has an asterisk behind it. I mean, I certainly think that people who have a history of high blood pressure, diabetes, smokers, strong family history of heart disease, or pretty much anyone over 40, needs to have a good evaluation by their doctor, if not a stress test, before they start rigorous marathon training. Because in order to run a marathon and not really have your heart be put into enormous stress, you need to be in pretty good shape. Yeah. And getting there is a really significant effort. So people that have heart disease risk factors should not just jump into a marathon and run it without training, because I think that those are the people that are probably most likely to have the sudden cardiac death from a heart artery rupturing or a plaque rupturing in their artery.
Yikes. Okay, so speaking of which, Melissa, you've done research about how marathons actually affect the breakdown of heart tissue in certain people when they run these things. Can you walk us through that? What's happening in your body when you're running these things?
Well, just like any other muscle, like most marathon runners will tell you, after a race, no matter how long it is, your muscles hurt. They're sore. And that's because they're irritated because they have to expand and contract so many times.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens with your heart. The heart muscle tends to leak some troponin, which is an enzyme produced by the heart muscle, if the heart is really stressed. And we found that people who train diligently, running 40 miles or more, which is a lot, per week, preceding the marathon for at least a couple months, those folks, their hearts actually did not show evidence of getting tired and leaking the enzyme, whereas the people who, a lot of the charity runners who were running like 18 to 20 miles, 22 miles a week prior to the marathon, their hearts actually leaked a lot of troponin, suggesting that they just had not gotten a good training effect. We think that training makes your heart resilient to the effect of the stress. Hmm. And so if you're going to run a marathon, you should be screened first to make sure there's no problem, and then secondly, you should train appropriately and make sure that you get at least one long-distance run every week in the few months preceding the marathon, just getting your body ready for that pounding and that wear.
Sure.
Should you be crying before the training runs? Because that's what I do a lot of the time in anticipation. Medically, what does that mean?
Well, only if you're like me and you live in Concord, Massachusetts, where Uta Pipig lives, and you have to watch her run faster than you. But no, you shouldn't. If you're experiencing pain in your joints or your hips, muscles, you shouldn't run. I mean,
so that little voice inside you that says, keep going, power through the pain, you can do it. You should ignore that little voice is what you're saying.
See, part of that mentality is why people get into trouble, because you have to learn to differentiate everyday aches and pains from, wow, my body's giving me a message that I need to stop.
Yeah.
And I think that's where some of these folks get into trouble, because we're so used to just ignoring pain that, if something really devastating is happening in your body when you're running, you're like, well, I only have to get to the finish line, because many people collapse. Not during the race, but actually at the finish line. So they get there, and then something happens. And so I think you do need to learn how to differentiate, just sort of everyday aches and pains from, wow, this isn't something I've ever felt before when you're running. And that's important for people to know.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't do that. It really is about this emotional rebirth, right? People say they run marathons, and it's this it's more psychological than physical. Do you agree with that?
I do, but I also have to say, I've let a couple marathons go by. I've been signed up, for instance, this past Chicago. I was signed up to run, and I got viral pneumonia in September, and I said, you know what? I'm just not going to do it, because I don't want to put myself in peril. I think you have to be willing to say, the good news is there's always going to be another marathon,
Yeah.
And if you hurt yourself, you may be putting your racing career to an end, or worse.
Melissa Wood, co-director of the MGH Heart Center Women's Health Heart Program. She's run 4 marathons and counting, including Boston. Hey, thanks, Melissa.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
Coming up on The Beep, we're going to talk about Friday movies. Hey, have you heard about B-Movie?
No.
Yeah, well,
I must be the only person in the world.
You're going to get a dose of it coming up with Bob Mondello on the BPP from NPR News.